We welcome all of you to Grace Bible Church this morning. It's good to see you in the Lord's house. In our call to worship today, we're continuing in our go-through of 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 7, which relate to us the various things that we are to add or chorus together with our faith. And we've been looking at each of these and working our way through, and today we come to the thing that is to be chorused in our life, and that is godliness. Godliness is one of those terms that many times is hard to define, but basically it simply means that which pertains to God's personality and character. That which pertains to God's personality and character is to be chorused together in our lives. We live in a day and age where godliness is not something that is sought after. Godliness is something that is considered to be not part of the American dream. We like to attach God to certain concepts of the American dream, but basically living a life that is moral and pure and excellent, because that is what God commanded, is not on the radar screen of many today. Hollywood certainly does not picture godliness in any of the things that it does. You don't see it in the sports world, where you have all kinds of immorality that goes on after games with all the things that are set up for these stars. And so we're like, let me tell you something, folks. Godliness is something that belongs to the Christian because of the possession of the Holy Spirit of God in their heart. And that's one of the things that's to be chorused together in our lives. Our life is to be a display of God's personality and character because I belong to Him. He's my Father. He's my Father, and therefore I am to live out my Father in my life. Why? Because I'm His child. And it's natural because I have His Holy Spirit dwelling within my heart. It's not something you manufacture in the flesh. Now here's the problem that we see today. Many people, and especially in the political realm, the politicians, as that seems to be in the forefront right now, they love to attach God to a conversation. But it's not necessarily because, and I don't certainly know all their hearts, but a lot of it is just because of some political point they're trying to make so they can get another voter. All right? That's not godliness. That's not even close to godliness. Godliness comes from within and is expressed outwardly. It's natural. It's not unnatural, because it's produced by the Holy Spirit within the heart and life. And if that is missing, the cord is missing its important elements. One of the first things you're taught when you learn how to play the piano or you play a musical instrument is how to build a chord. I remember we were in an ensemble at Bob Jones University, and we get a bunch of us brass people together, and we'd say, all right, let's build the chord. And you'd have the low instrument start out on that tonic note and just make it. He would hold it for four counts, just getting the tonic note. And then someone would come in a third above. And then someone would come in a fifth above. And then someone would come in an octave above. And then someone, you know, up on the high trumpet would be up screaming up on that. And you'd have that whole chord, and it just vibrating around the room as you had that. And it was beautiful. And there's nothing more beautiful to me than to be in a brass group when you have all the brass instruments together and you're playing just a chord. It is just absolute. Why? Because it all blends together. And then you can even hear some of the harmonics, where you start hearing pitches even above that, because they blend together in such a beautiful way. If there's not godliness, the chord falls apart. It's empty. And so we need to pray in our hearts and lives that we exhibit through the Holy Spirit that godliness, that which pertains to our Father, His personality, and His character. It's not something we make up. It's not something that's forced. It's natural. Why? Because I belong to the Father. May God help us today as we've gathered together to worship His holy name, to realize that we have come to learn more about our Father. And if He's not your Father, you need to be saved today. You need to trust in Jesus Christ as your personal Savior so you can be removed from the family of the devil and be adopted by Him and put into His family. Oh, I want to tell you something, folks. That's the most glorious family you could ever be with, the family of God.